Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur Direct en Jeu. Nous avons une chance inouïe. Nous sommes en Irlande depuis hier pour toute la semaine. Alors, nous vous proposons du coup un cours d'anglais chaque jour. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes sur une île que nous ne connaissions pas. Il paraît qu'il y a pas mal d'îles en Irlande. Et nous avons donc logé dans un joli établissement entouré de nature. Et ce matin, petite promenade pour voir les falaises, la mer, la nature et personne autour de nous. Bonjour, vous êtes donc, on va s'entretenir donc avec une dame charmante, propriétaire des lieux ici, donc la famille Joyce. Joyce?
Oui, Joyce, yes.
And your name is?
My name is Trasa Joyce.
Trasa Joyce, and so you are Irlandaise, yes?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And you were born here, yes?
Born and bred, as we say on Inishmore, yes.
Born and bred?
Well, raised.
Raised, yeah. Like some bread.
Oh. Yeah.
And so you always lived here?
I was away at boarding school for 5 years, which was the norm then because we didn't have a secondary school on the island. But the rest of my life was spent on the island,
Wonderful. And how is it to live on an island?
It has its challenges, I won't deny, you know, there. But overall, it's a very, very nice place to live. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the same issues as everywhere else, probably. And we also, you know, we have to, the weather can sometimes be challenging, you know, in the wintertime, maybe getting supplies on, sometimes the ferry can't sail. But overall, it's a very nice way of life. We're a small community of approximately 750 people, and it looks like now where you're here in the summertime it's very, very busy, and it is that the population has probably increased by a couple of hundred between people coming to work here for the summer and tourists, and then in the winter it goes back to about the 750 of us. So we have a nice community. You know, we have more time in the winter to get together and engage in some community activities. Mm-hmm. So overall, it is a nice place to live. And I think I would rather... It's also a very safe place to live. I mean, I don't need to add that. It's a completely safe place to live. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even take our keys out of our cars outside the door. We rarely lock our doors. You know, we're lucky that we can still do that.
Absolutely.
In a crazy world. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, tell us, the name here of the island is?
Is Inishmore.
Inishmore.
Yes.
And how many islands are there in Ireland, more or less?
Oh, in Ireland or
close
in,
to Ireland?
There are three islands that make up the Aran Islands. Mm-hmm. Inishmore, the large island. Inishmeon, which it means the middle island. And then Inishir, which means the most western island.
Okay.
So we make up collectively the Aran Islands. So you are at Inishmore. Over the whole island, Ireland, ooh, gosh, you're asking me there.
A lot.
I would say there could be possibly 20 islands. I would stand to be corrected there.
Okay, we have to check it.
They're not all inhabited, but we're one of the larger islands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you have time sometimes to travel, to go, well...
Oh, yeah, we do, especially in the wintertime. Like last winter, myself and my husband went to Australia. Our son lives in Melbourne, so that's the reason we went there.
Okay, you have two sons.
I have two sons, So Kieran, who lives in Australia, he's been living there for the past 2 years. So we went over to visit him, and we had a lovely time. We spent 5 weeks there. But we also used to go, our son Noel, who is, has taken over the building here, along with his wife Tessa. They lived in the United Arab Emirates for... Wow. Several years. So we used to go to visit them as well. So you would do some travelling in the wintertime. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the history here of your house. Today it's like a little hotel, like a bed and breakfast.
It's a bed and breakfast. It was originally the house of the O'Flahertys. And the O'Flahertys were a clan or a family that lived in Connemara. I'm not sure if you're visiting Connemara.
Not yet, but we will go now.
Yeah. So they lived in a place called Achanuair. And they were quite a powerful family in Connemara. And about the 1700s, some of them moved in here. I think there might have been a little feud amongst themselves. We're not sure. They moved in here and they settled on the island here. And over the years, you know, they increased and they about 1850, then this house was built by the O'Flahertys. 1850s, yeah. And so the last of the O'Flahertys was a female, so that was the end of the name of the O'Flahertys. Mm-hmm. So she married a person from off the island, from a place called Doolin in County Clare. Mm-hmm. And their son, the name had then changed to Johnston. So their son was James Johnston. And he was my mother's first husband. Oh. So my mother came out here in 1945.
Okay.
to learn the Gaelic language, which mm-hmm. is the language spoken by the people here. And she met her husband, the owner of this house. So they got married. Okay. And the house was really in very bad shape because, okay. you know, he was living on his own and he didn't have the money to fix it up. So she decided, well, we have to do something with this house. So she said, I'm going to open a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. And she did. But back then, you couldn't go to...
So she did it in which year?
1947. Okay. So you couldn't then go to the bank and say, I need money to renovate my house. You couldn't do that. So she had to find ways. So she took in... clerical students studying to be priests, mm-hmm. to be Catholic priests. So they were students, so they weren't too fussy. So she took them in, and little by little, you know, as she was making money, she was putting it back into the business. Mm-hmm. So she was developing it the whole time. So then her husband died in 1953, mm-hmm. but she continued to mm-hmm. to run it by herself. So my father, who used to help with the cattle, we have a farm as well. They got married in 1958, and I was the only child of her two marriages.
Oh.
So, so I kind of grew up in the business.
Sure, sure.
So then I met my husband, who was a fisherman at the time.
Uh-huh.
And, so he was fishing initially, but then it just got too much to be minding the farm and minding the guest house and fishing. So he gave up the fishing, and he came into the business full time. So we've been running it since 1990. Mm-hmm. You know, full time. And so as I said, I was glad that one of our three children, we also have a daughter who's married up in County Kildare. So we were glad that one of them was interested.
Absolutely. So to take it over.
So Noel is with his wife now, Tessa, who moved mm-hmm. to the island the same way my mother moved to the island. Mm-hmm. She moved in from County Tipperary. So, so we're sort of all in it at the moment, but the plan is that we will be moving out in the next 18 months into a smaller house, and they will be moving in full time.
Okay.
So it's nice that it's passing on to another generation. Yeah.
And so people, once they come here, how long do they stay, more or less?
Now it's different. Now a lot of people, it's an overnight stay. We mm-hmm. do get people staying for longer. But, you know, back at the beginning when my mother ran the business, people would come for a week because mm-hmm. it was so difficult to get here. It was a three-hour journey on the boat from Galway. Now it's a 45-minute, or you can fly as you're flying this morning. So it would be their annual holiday. Mm-hmm. They would stay for a week. But now it's part of... you know, touring Ireland and that. Now, we do have a group coming next week for 12 nights.
Wow.
16 people. They are writers, so they just want to immerse themselves.
They're doing a retreat,
maybe? They're doing a retreat. They want to immerse themselves in the island, hopefully get some inspiration for their writing.
Do some paintings,
we do. And we do get painting groups as well and
yoga
groups. Yeah. So we do specialise in that type of business now. So they would stay longer.
Absolutely.
But then you have other people, as I said, that are touring Ireland. They have... 7 days, 10 days.
Sure.
So one night is on the Iron Island. So and that's another business.
Okay. So it was very nice to stay here. And your petit déjeuner, your breakfast, is just amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Because in France, you know, you don't eat as much. You just take like a croissant, a coffee.
Yeah.
What is nice also. But your scones are just
I'm glad you enjoyed them. Out of the oven.
Terrific, magnifique.
Mighty.
Very, very beautiful.
I'm glad you enjoyed them. Yeah. Make them, take them out of the oven, eat them. That's my policy with scones.
Yeah.
They're never the same the next
day. We would love to take them back to France, but we go back to France on Friday only.
Yeah, they wouldn't taste very good by Friday, I think.
Absolutely. It was very nice. Oh. And also here to walk around and to go until the hills?
No, up to Dunangus, to the cliffs.
To the cliffs, yes.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
You're alone.
See, that's the thing about staying overnight. You know, when you come for the day, you don't get the complete experience. It's very rushed. And you're going up to Dunangus, which is 2000 BC. It's a very old, very special place. You're going up with everybody else. Everybody has their cameras, you know, which you do. But when you stay overnight, you can go up in your own time and just absorb rather than just tick the box.
I went
to Dunangus, which we've all done it on holidays. But I do think you do get a different experience.
Sure.
Just to calm down, calm the soul. And just be in the moment. So you
can
do that by staying overnight.
Be in the moment.
Absolutely. I think we're just crazy, you know. We're living crazy lives. I went to America many, many years ago, and I came back and I couldn't believe that people in their cars were drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I asked my cousin, what's this little compartment in the car? And she said, that's where we put our coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, You're driving your car, you're drinking your coffee. Now we're all doing it. Well, I'm not personally, because I happen to live with my work. But I know, you know, a crazy world. Mm. So it's nice to see people coming in and they've just left, you know, a lot behind them and just calm down. I think we need to do it more. I think COVID maybe taught us that lesson, but I think we've forgotten it again, maybe. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
A pleasure to speak to you.
Maybe see you soon again.
I hope so. I hope so. And enjoy the rest of your stay in Ireland.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.